Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Like us, we're quite needy, and comment on everything we post on Facebook. Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire. Now get off Facebook and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Left to right, Craig Peters, your feature act this weekend. Your headliner is Jessie Mae Peluso. She's with us right here in front of us. And Colleen's here, and Craig Evans is here, and Todd's here. If you got a monkey, Jessie will talk to you.
Bring it on.
Macaque.
Yeah,
that's my favorite kind
macaque.
Of monkey.
Yep.
Not capuchin.
No. Oh, I thought that was your pet name for...
No, go macaque.
No, it's his monkey.
A tiny pair of sunglasses just waiting for you.
Just travel goggles. Yeah.
Would you buy me a pair of prescription sunglasses? Mine are getting kind of scratched.
You got money. He's got money. Don't let him talk to you.
God.
He's got money.
I find it easier to see the golf ball when I'm wearing my prescription shades.
That is so cheeky.
It is.
Yeah,
it's so cheeky.
It's so stupid.
But on my Instagram, there's about a week of photos with me and Charlie, the monkey. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, really?
I had a great time with that monkey.
But you blue-balled the owner of the monkey,
all
right?
Everybody in Barbados got blue-balled. The whole damn place.
You used him for his monkey.
Just a tease,
I did.
Man. You're such
you know
a
what?
Tease.
And I would go back and do the same thing.
I bet you would.
Let's go back to the sex part here. if you meet a guy in your own city and you're around him for 2, 3, straight 4 weeks, how quick do you go to bed with him?
You know, that's very dependent upon a lot of factors.
Well, I'm talking, this
How's
is girl code
smell?
Talk. Okay, he smells great.
You know, I think you got to get a background check. And now I'm working backwards with the way my life is, you know, what it's added
How
up
thorough
to now.
Is your background like, check?
I got an FBI friend who I literally just go.
Oh, you'll find out he's got some stuff. Okay, the guy's got nothing.
Okay, so
no
outstanding
priors.
Wants and warrants.
Who are you running into? They got priors, man. Look at this crowd. There's no priors in this crowd.
You look like you have all the priors.
I know,
Omaha.
I know, but we got none. I got no priors. I got no priors.
I have some like failure to appear, you know. And I got caught shoplifting when I was a kid once.
But that's not a
prior. I did too.
Yeah, but that's about it.
What did you steal?
Chocolate cream pie.
Peters, you don't have a prior, do you?
We were stoned.
Jail time in Paris.
Chocolate cream pie.
Got to pay a ticket.
Chocolate cream pie. And I think my buddy lifted some lip balm, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It sounds like you guys literally were on meth.
Yeah,
like dry lips and you wanted a snack.
We were just stoned.
That's not a prior. That's not going to show up.
That doesn't count.
Exactly.
I mean, if you smell good, you got a job.
Right.
You know how to flirt right.
Right.
And you're not too eager.
To the guy, right?
And there's attraction.
And you're not too eager.
Yeah, you know, there's got to be a balance there.
Okay.
I think because I travel so much, I meet so many people that your standards start to adjust a little.
And
I don't have high standards. I just have specific standards.
Got it.
You know, so about 5 minutes.
How many times have you been in love?
5 minutes.
How many times have you been in love? Like somebody break. Who broke your heart? Somebody, you're 34. Somebody broke your heart.
Yeah, but I don't know if that was love as much as it was like infatuation and like you know, dumb, immature.
Were you close to getting married ever?
Never.
Were you engaged ever?
Never. No. One guy after we had like an argument, he asked me to marry him on the top of the rock. But he didn't ask me. He was like, "What if I asked you to marry me right now?" And I was like. Are you? I'm confused.
That's a guy hedging his bet.
Are you? Yeah. Like, are you setting up a theoretical situation to see what your outcome is going to be, so you can back up, have a backup plan,
or maybe wanted you to say, yeah, I'd say yes. Okay, just for future reference.
Yeah. Okay. Can you come back here in a week and same time figure this out?
Longest running relationship.
5 years.
5 years.
Probably. Yeah. Giannis was the second longest, but my first.
What happened to you and Giannis?
Relationship. Career. It's so hard. He was starting to do his thing. Mm-hmm. Girl code had just gotten out close to the end. We were living together with his mom, who had Alzheimer's.
Oh, geez.
There's a lot of layers there. We tried. I loved him. I cared about him, but we just, you know.
Just didn't work out.
Didn't work out, yeah. I think I've probably been in love maybe 2 times.
Has she moved on?
Yeah, he's got a beautiful girlfriend now. They're doing good. All they're chilling. All right. Yeah. How long have you been married?
Oh, me? Oh, Jesus. Don't turn the questions back on us.
I don't even know if you're going to be able to handle
Can I help
that.
You?
15 years.
I'll help you. Yeah. 15.
15 years. Yeah.
Same as me.
Yeah. But I got married later, though. I was older than you. I got married. So. 15
smart.
Years. 15. Oh, yeah, it was totally smart.
People should get married like in their 80s.
I would have not. you're right. So they could just die after a couple years.
Right.
That's a good idea.
Just live it out in a happy way. Not arguing over trash being taken or not taken.
That happens.
Yeah, just like a year of bliss. And then just go off
die.
Into the darkness together hand in hand the way it was
All
meant
right.
to be.
So that's Jesse Made America this weekend. She won't wait 40-some years. Funnybone.com for tickets tonight and tomorrow night.
It's a great club.
Craig Peters, of course, it's a great club.
And it's a killer show, top to bottom.
Oh,
it's fun.
Peters is there even.
Got
some
fun diversity with these three.
He's out on parole.
Yes,
so
once
we're
again,
making it work.
You mentioned jail time
Sunday,
in Paris.
Is she working a Sunday show? No Sunday show? So you're not hanging around for the total eclipse?
You know, I thought about it. My flight may be changed, just putting that out there.
Yeah.
Especially if John Hamm shows up on Saturday night. Definitely
with a monkey.
With a monkey. In his shorts.
He's
Hello.
Yeah, I don't think. Just go full bore and freak on him. Do you ever
Jane Goodall realness?
Just
bring it on.
Go all over John Hamm. What the hell?
I'm gonna go ham on
him. What are you gonna lose? What are you gonna lose?
What do I have to lose? I literally am putting videos out, telling John Hamm that I'm available.
Are you really?
Yeah, my Instagram. I did this thing called Baby Drive because I drove cross country from LA to my hometown to meet my new baby, my sister's new baby.
Right.
Freudian slip there.
Mm-hmm.
And along the way, I said I wanted to meet John Hamm, and I found a $1 million arm DVD at the Iowa 80 truck stop, and I considered that a success.
Okay.
So had a romantic evening with
the DVD. Originally from St. Louis. Does he live in LA somewhere?
I think
he's
in LA.
Go look for him.
I know. Just go walk around.
Map of the stars.
Streets.
Find him. You'll
That's
find
totally
him.
Normal.
That's too normal to
No, I said that's totally normal just to get a map. Like, John, here's his house.
Yeah, exactly.
Just show up. Hey.
Yes.
How
well,
are
you're creeping
you?
Him out anyway. You might as well show up.
That's another level, though. That's like the next step where authorities start to get involved.
Well, if you show up, I get it. But say,
I'm removed.
But you are attractive, so you could probably get away
I'm
with that.
I'm so cute.
You are.
Listen, to pull it together this early.
Yeah. You did. You did. It's tough.
It's very difficult.
It's tough. You got to go do some TV. I know you didn't do it for us, but thank you.
I did it for you guys.
I appreciate that.
I wanted to just put on some contour so you guys saw that I have bone structure. You don't need bone structure. You can paint it on to feel as a full human.
I didn't know
that.
Oh,
you can. Yeah, women can.
Yeah, you can paint it on. I could give you a bunch of cheeks.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. You want a chin? I got you.
Yeah.
Craig, what's going on that we can talk about?
Yeah, we were talking about grooming, and then you were interrupted.
Yeah. Well, it's National Ice Cream Pie Day today.
All right.
What is that?
Nothing.
It's an ice cream pie.
Yeah, yeah.
What's an ice cream pie?
I don't know.
It's like a
But I like pie.
I like pie, too.
Yeah.
I like it more than cake.
But that's ice cream cake, though, basically. Ice
exactly.
cream
Exactly.
Yeah, is it pie? I don't understand. I don't feel like that works.
Nor do I.
Yeah. What's the difference?
Hence,
you can't mix those.
It's probably National Ice Cream Pie Awareness Day.
Yeah. Because
So that we should be aware of this because we haven't been thus far.
But what's the difference?
Is it a la mode or is it in the pie?
Great questions. For National Ice Cream Pie Awareness Day.
This looks like a pie made out of ice cream.
Okay.
Crust and all, but the filling of the pie is ice cream.
So that's the difference between an ice cream pie and an ice cream cake?
Yeah.
Can I use custard?
No. That'd be a custard pie.
No.
That's so funny. I mean.
Custard pie.
I was howling at the back of the room.
Oh,
could you hear? I mean, now that you know that was me, did you hear? And not that anybody else wasn't howling, but
I stopped listening to the audience years ago.
He had to.
Yeah. For my own mental health, really.
Yeah, yeah.
He blocks them
he
out.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know they're there.
Right.
I find so much enjoyment with this individual.
Oh, we've known Craig for 20 some years.
Funny.
He's a very one of
He's
our
unique.
Favorites. One of our favorites. He almost died.
Good.
Really? Everyone should. No. That should happen to everyone because it'll teach you a lesson.
He had a heart
you know
attack.
What? You're right. Everyone should almost die.
Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Humble your butt up a little bit. Yeah.
Todd almost died.
Yeah.
No, I just had a traumatic injury.
Yeah, hit a
well,
post.
That's almost dying.
Yeah, but you had a heart attack. That's you almost died.
Well, I did die.
Cardiac arrest.
You did die. You did die.
Did you have the Widowmaker?
The what?
What they call the Widowmaker? You should have been dead.
Yeah. I'm in the 5%.
Yeah, 5%
lived.
Of people who died and came back.
A massive heart attack.
Of the condition that I was in.
He had a massive heart attack.
Yeah. Cardiac arrest.
Cardiac arrest.
And you said good.
The heart stops.
Don't you feel bad?
Yeah. I don't feel bad at all.
Because you survived it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Strong.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. What's he scared of now?
Nothing.
Besides
he
dying
care.
On stage.
Parents
probably afraid of another heart attack.
I've died so many times on stage.
Besides the children escaping from the shed in the back, what is he afraid of?
Well, it's not really a shed. It's more of a...
lean-to.
It's a lean-to.
It's a yurt.
It's no carport. Yeah. That I kinda just...
A carport.
And they can leave if they want.
Yeah, it's wide open.
Yeah.
Except for the chicken wire.
What's stopping them?
Chicken wire.
When you go to Cleveland, watch it.
Oh, God.
You'll end up in his chicken wire.
That town's got a bad rep.
Yeah. That's right.
You know what?
That's right.
A lot of crazy people coming out of there, I've noticed.
Yeah. They've been
known
to hearts.
Big into the false imprisonment.
False imprisonment, Cleveland. Yeah, same thing. Mr. Evans?
The growing popularity of shaving pubic hair.
45 minutes ago.
Yeah. Is leading to more visits to the emergency room.
Oh, people
people are not careful?
Well, they're using a blade. Getting too
new
close.
Study found that many people who shave their pubic hair end up cutting themselves doing it. The University of California, San Francisco, did a survey of over 7,500 adults and nearly 67% of men, 85% of women said they groom their pubic hair. Nearly 26% said that they had injured themselves in the process.
One of my favorite Craig Peters jokes, Gillette, don't say it, but do it. Do
right.
it this weekend.
All right, I'll do it this weekend.
Do it this weekend.
Yeah, I want to know.
I promise.
It.
Do it for her because she doesn't know it, and I know the joke, and it's the best, and it pertains to that. But that's
hospital
all.
Hospital visits. What are they using? Like machetes?
Not enough soap.
You got to lubricate.
Oh yeah, you got to
exfoliate first.
Duct tape.
Duct tape second.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you got to.
Well,
lubricate.
That's if you're shaving against your will. You duct tape.
Yeah. Which is just flirting to Craig.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Is that it?
One more? What do you use to exfoliate?
You know, whatever. His beard, Craig's
beard.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you need.
There you go.
Just a washcloth. I mean, it just makes it easier.
The mustache
is mustache.
Fake. It's a great mustache.
Yeah, like that Nair. Do they still make Nair?
Yeah.
Does that remove pubic hair? Does it hurt?
I think Nair burns a little. I saw a tweet where someone said that they found out their stepfather voted for Trump and they sneaked Nair in the shampoo every day and their stepfather's been slowly bald.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think it's great. Yeah. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, that's diabolical.
Hilarious.
But I agree with it. But I agree with him. Stepdad or real dad?
Stepdad.
Okay.
So, you know,
they don't care.
Okay.
Right.
That's fine.
Yeah. Right.
You can do it to your real dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Over 60% of the injuries were just cuts and then a burn, a razor burn, then a rash. 3% of people needed antibiotics. 2.5% needed an abscess drained.
Oh.
What? That took a turn so fast.
It really did, didn't it?
Jeez. Well,
he does that.
Well, that means you cut something maybe that wasn't supposed to be there.
Then you just let it go. Then you just ignored it.
Right.
Now you just throw some
genital abscess.
Throw a bunch of Old Spice.
Single life forever.
Throw some Old Spice on that bear, and you'll be fine.
I like long walks, Italian food, and drainage. Terrible. Anybody want a custard biscuit?
Custard biscuit. Yes, I do, actually.
Sounds delicious.
It does.
Sounds really great.
It does, except
sounds
for
better
what
than
you,
ice cream
but what
pie.
You meant by it doesn't, but it does sound good. Right. Anybody want a custard biscuit?
That was my rap name back in
I knew
custard
it was
biscuit.
Custard biscuit. Biscuit. In ATL, that
was my rap name. Back in the ATL.
In those hard streets.
Custard biscuit.
Man.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Speaking of white rappers, I thought somebody got a bad rap. I'm watching a black guy on TV, and he's bitching about Trump, rightly so. But he went a little overboard when he called the he called the white supremacist Vanilla ISIS.
Vanilla ISIS.
And all I thought was, hey, Vanilla ISIS is a nice dude. Yeah. We've talked to him. I like his show and he builds stuff. I'm not a big fan of the music, but don't bring Vanilla ISIS into this. Although that was a funny line.
I think it's fair territory.
Vanilla ISIS is a funny line, except
funny
Vanilla ISIS is probably sitting around going, hey, what'd I do?
Vanilla ISIS is like, no, it's din, 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 din.
Exactly.
He's still defending the line.
Oh, that's why we make fun of that. But I'm thinking, I thought it was a clever line, except Vanilla ISIS is not a racist.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
Very clever. I like it. That's a good line.
Yeah.
You talked to Vanilla Ice? You friends of Vanilla Ice?
No, we've had him on the phone a few times. And you know what? And I wasn't a
Robert
fan of the
Van
music,
Winkle.
You know? because I wasn't a fan of that music, but it was a hit. And but he's just he was a good dude. He was fun with us. You know, he talked about stuff, and we always make fun of the dun dun dun. Yeah. But Craig just did a story where he bought the song.
Yeah, he bought the song years ago. Apparently,
he finally bought. He has the rights to the Queen Bowie song.
That couldn't have been cheap.
No, it couldn't have been.
It may have been cheaper than what he would have had to pay them, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Lawsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And he framed out a nice sunroom for us, too.
Yeah.
He's very good at that.
He does some cool houses.
Does he do carpentry now?
Yeah. Well, that's what he does.
Yeah, he's got a show.
DIY channel.
I think
Shut up!
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But he does multi-million-dollar houses in Florida, and these are cool. Him and his crew. Yeah, he flips houses, man.
Wow. Good.
He doesn't flip. He builds them.
No, he flips them.
Oh, he flips them?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he built them.
No, he doesn't build them. He finds an old one that's going out on, and then just redoes it, and it looks really nice.
That's really hilarious.
Yeah, it is funny.
Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice Project,
picking
what it's called.
Out drapes.
Dun, 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 dun. He does.
This seems a little uncomfortable. For several of us in the room.
Can't be any more New than the abscess on your genitals.
I know. I thought that the moment I sat down.
For the guys, it can in here. The new poll shows that the majority of young women seek the advice of their fathers over their mothers about romantic relationships and sex.
Yeah, maybe in Alabama.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either.
Not the case in my house.
No.
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 It's so awkward.
My daughter's 14. She's not going to come to me about sex.
Ever.
Well, that's not what
I really don't want her to. I mean,
that's not what the new poll says. Bill Albert with the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy says the challenge is that the majority of fathers they surveyed have real doubts about the influence they actually have on their daughters' views of these topics.
Just validating that. Oh, no, I don't know.
Well,
they don't listen to me.
Well, yeah, I just don't think about it. I mean, I think you can be open as possible with your kids, but, you know.
Latino and African-American fathers tend to be a little bit more confident about the issue. They say it's important to convince fathers that when it comes to their daughters' decisions about relationships and sex, they matter more than they think.
I agree with that.
Well, I'm sure it does.
I didn't have any
Are
sex
your parents
talks
still
with
alive?
My dad. Yeah.
Okay.
My sex talk with my dad, literally, I remember it. It was.
I'm afraid to even ask how old your dad is. How old your
He's
dad?
He's 80 this year.
Really?
Really?
Old man, yeah.
Man, how old was he when he had you then?
I can't do math.
Do
I'm
the math.
45. Yeah. Seriously, is there a calculator?
45.
So he's 45?
Yeah, my mother
was
older,
too. Yeah, we have a subtraction
king
here.
Yeah. Okay, that's about right. Okay,
sure. Yeah, our sex talk was, he goes, no funny stuff.
Right.
And I was like, okay. And then I became a comedian,
right.
So I don't know.
No monkeys.
No monkeys, yeah. No sunglass purchases.
Right.
Lots of genital abscess. Yeah.
No funny stuff.
No funny just stuff is
get,
what he said.
Just don't get knocked up, basically.
He's like, no funny stuff.
All right. You had to have a high school boyfriend, didn't you?
No.
Really? You didn't?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Too much
well,
of a smart
one,
ass
Casey
in
Benz,
high school?
Yeah.
But yeah, I was a smart ass.
Yeah.
You know, and I always talk
And a
back.
Smart ass in high school is going to scare a kid away big
yeah.
time, right?
Yeah,
Good
definitely.
For you. Good for you.
It was so fun to go
have,
to
Have any of those kind of guys gotten a hold of you since they saw you on TV?
Yes.
I bet you the old school Syracuse people are trying to get a hold of you, right?
Yeah, a lot of them. A lot of cousins are like, hey, what's up, cuz? I'm like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
But it turns out I have 45 first cousins on my dad's side.
45?
45 first
cousin.
Cousins.
So,
That's
legitimately.
A legitimate. Legitimate.
Okay.
Because my grandfather had two families at once.
Oh.
And
he's one of those kind of guys.
Like a rabbit. Yeah.
Yeah.
He had my dad, my Aunt Carmela. And my Uncle Louie
was right.
One lady, and then he had a whole pack of other kids.
And was he cheating? Was he just, he raised
yeah,
two families?
Yeah, he's raising two families. He was like a traveling musician,
Got
super
it.
Salesman,
oh,
super
so
dapper Italian guy.
Double life going on?
So that's why it's 45 first cousins.
That's why
right?
It's 45 first cousins.
And you find out they're related yeah. to you, right?
Yeah, and I don't know them all. You know, I'm not
is Pluto
in contact.
Your given name, or is that your stage name?
That's my given name. That's my dad's name, yeah.
Okay, great.
So they
how exhausting would that be to lead a double life? It's exhausting leading
exhausting.
One life.
Exhausting. And, like, it's exhausting now because you have to,
well,
you
I
have
think
to it, hide it in all these different places.
But the grandpa yep. would be easier. That was like Charles Carroll. He had two families.
Yes.
But,
and they were, you know, in
different
areas.
But before cell phones and internet, it was easier.
So much easier. You're
isolated. If you're away, you're away.
You're away. That's it.
You're away.
Mail you, me. Send yeah. a letter.
You got to be on the road. A lot.
Oh, yeah, you need a job to get you on the road. Right.
The double
yeah.
life.
But you can't do it now with social media or
no.
or with cell phones.
It's so hard to cheat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And if you're doing well at it, you should maybe look into a career that's other than, you know,
breaking hearts. We talk about this all the time. We were single. I was single before cell phones. It sounds like old, doesn't it? I was single before cell phones. But we could get away. You just left places. You just didn't. If you weren't around, you weren't around.
Right.
And nobody could get a hold of you. Crazy women like yourself couldn't hunt you down. Because they couldn't get. So you think I care enough to hunt your butt down? Not me. But I'm going to say, if you had a girlfriend at the time and you were doing something you didn't, she might not approve of, if you were out of the house,
they couldn't find you.
They couldn't find you.
Yeah, now we can pin you.
Now you leave an electronic trail. Right. And you got to assume there's cameras everywhere.
Cameras everywhere. Because there are. There are cameras everywhere. It's so easy to find people.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Updates.
Remember Jason Aldean, of all people?
It's like you can't even go to a racist rally and keep your job afterwards.
Somebody's going to have a picture of you.
There was a video of just Jason Aldean. I don't know why I pick out that guy's name. That's who it was, a country star dude. He's in a bar somewhere, and he's got a wife or a fiance somewhere. And in the bar, it's a black and white video of a bar. He just sucking face this girl in the corner.
Really?
Drunk at a bar. Remember that?
Was it Jason Aldean before I say his name again? That sounds
right. I'm pretty sure you're right.
But it reminds me of those situations, and Peters, you've been there, where you're drunk at a bar, and it's dark, and you're making out.
Picked him up this morning.
That's right. You're making out. You know, public face of displays of affection when you're younger and drunk in a bar is easily happened all the time. But you weren't worried about a camera somewhere.
No, and that wasn't a cell phone camera.
That was just like a random shot. And I couldn't explain to it. Well, is that you? Yeah.
Yeah. You were worried about witnesses.
Back then, they had cameras that you had to put on your shoulder and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you saw that guy
you
coming
saw
in.
That
oh,
guy
hey,
coming in.
Cool it. Camera guys here.
No, the Jason Aldean instance.
He was just sucking face in a bar.
Was he leaning up at the time?
Yeah. And he had a girlfriend, but he was just leaning against the bar like any normal redneck in a bar with a cowboy hat, sucking face with a little cowboy queen.
Is that
all he did? Yeah. In the video.
A security cam or?
Security cam.
Okay.
Just security cam.
It wasn't some cell phone.
Did they at least catch the employees stealing money at all, or was it just Jason Aldean?
It just shows the bar, overhead shot of the bar, and he's just sucking face. And it's like, it made all the social media. And
I mean,
he had answered to his wife, you know?
Here's the problem with that, I think. Because then he gets put up on a chopping block, right?
Right.
For making out with his chick.
That's how he did.
And I feel like celebrities, people live vicariously through their faults.
Right.
So that they don't have to come to terms with their own.
So they want to burn him at the stake. Oh, yeah. The same other guy might be doing that, but he's not a celebrity. And so he thinks if he projects through Jason Aldean,
then he's, you know, absolved of his sins.
Exactly.
Or whatever. So I think it's just a bunch of hypocrisy out there.
Totally.
Well,
totally.
It's the same with like regular people. Any politician who really rails against gay issues
is gay.
Sooner or later, you're going to find him in a chat room looking for little boys.
Right.
They get snagged.
They get snagged.
Eventually.
Keep them in chicken wire right there. Peter.
Chicken wire.
Chicken wire.
Today's show is powered by High Energy Biscuits.
I like biscuits.
Yummy.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.